USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The death count in Europe could rise as floodwaters recede. Over 150 people dead in Germany and Belgium from flooding following heavy rain starting Thursday. One part of Germany getting 2 months' worth of rain in just 24 hours. Officials say as waters recede, more bodies will likely be discovered. Inflation causing concern among Americans. A study out yesterday by the University of Michigan finds consumer sentiment this month at a five-month low. The biggest complaints for consumers, higher prices for homes, cars, and durable goods. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen not alarmed, though. She tells the PBS NewsHour inflation is largely confined to sectors most affected by the pandemic, like travel and items that rely on semiconductors.
Outside of those pandemic-affected sectors, inflation is very moderate and really consistent with inflation rates we think of as normal.
She also says rapid inflation could last several more months. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. dealing with a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That coming from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday. The Delta variant of the coronavirus spreading among the unvaccinated. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says those who aren't vaccinated take a dire risk.
The bottom line is we are dealing with a formidable variant in the Delta variant and the extreme vulnerability of people who are not vaccinated, which will account for infections, hospitalizations, and ultimately deaths.
Meanwhile, Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy blames misinformation about vaccines for low vaccination rates, and he says health misinformation has cost us lives. A mass shooting in Portland, Oregon, at least 8 people hurt last night, at least one with life-threatening injuries. No arrest announced, no word on a motive. Plans underway to get Afghans who help the U.S. military out of the country before a possible Taliban takeover. Sources tell NBC News about 2,500 Afghans who worked for our government will be allowed to come to the U.S. Others will wait outside the U.S. while their visas get approved. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
A program protecting illegal immigrants from deportation ruled unconstitutional. A federal judge yesterday in Texas strikes down DACA, the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals program established by President Obama 9 years ago. It allows some brought here illegally as children to stay and work without risk of deportation. The judge's ruling doesn't affect those already in the program, but no more people can be added. No word on if the Biden administration will appeal. A U.N. court decides to allow employers the right to ban religious headwear. USA's Wendy King reports.
The European Union Court of Justice ruled that private employers can prohibit headscarves if it's part of a comprehensive ban on all religious and political symbols in relation to a policy on neutrality. The decision, part of a case brought by two Muslim women working in Germany, reaffirmed a similar decision in 2017. Critics say the rules are discriminatory and target those practicing Islam. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Hollywood Ripper sentenced to death. A California jury handing Michael Gargiulo a death sentence yesterday for killing two women in 2001 and 2005. The 45-year-old also convicted of attempted murder in a case dating back to 2008. The NFL makes an announcement regarding international games. Tim Berg has more.
The NFL says each team will play at least one international game every 8 years. That will start next year, and more places around the globe will be added to the current rotation. The league says that includes holding games in Canada and South America. More European cities will be added as well. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.